VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Donald Trump said Wednesday, "We're all on the same team in fighting the coronavirus." As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the president's statement came after White House trade advisor Peter Navarro published an op-ed piece critical of leading U.S. health expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
USA Today published an opinion piece by Peter Navarro outlining the ways he's disagreed with Fauci. White House Strategic Communications Chief Alyssa Farah says the piece did not go through normal clearance processes and is Navarro's opinion alone. But it comes as Trump allies in and out of the White House have been trying to discredit Fauci. Asked yesterday in a Georgetown University event just whom Americans should trust about the virus pandemic, Fauci said, for the most part, trust respected medical authorities.
I believe I'm one of them, so I think you can trust me.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Walmart will now require customers to wear face coverings at all of its namesake and Sam's Club stores, making it the largest retailer to introduce such a policy that has otherwise proven difficult to enforce without state and federal requirements. The company said the policy will go into effect on Monday to allow time to inform stores and customers. It joins Best Buy and Starbucks in mandating face coverings. The Arkansas-based company said that currently about 65% of its more than 5,000 stores and clubs are located in areas where there is already some form of government mandate on face coverings. The retailer also said it will create the role of health ambassador at its Walmart stores and will station them near the entrance to remind customers without masks of the new requirement. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.